Okay, everybody, sit down.
They'll listen to you. They won't listen to me.
I don't know.
Okay.
Is it on? Yeah.
Can we return to our seats, please?
Okay. I need you guys to all stand up. Okay, you want to get these two to show on the whole. John, you want to stand way over there. There you go. Okay, Nicole, I'm going to give you these two. Santana, you hold up these two. Okay, get in a line. And I'm going to hold this one because, here, get in a line so everybody out there can see what you have. It's like herding sheep.
Okay.
I know. Now, Emma's going to rearrange those letters so they actually spell a word.
Is it on you?
There, I think we got it figured out. What does it say?
Friends.
Okay. Now you guys can come and sit back down, and thank you for doing that. You did a great job, Emma. Thank you. My younger granddaughter sent me something really cool in a text one day, and I thought I would save it and use it for a children's sermon sometime. Each letter in the word friends tells you something about what it means to be a friend. The F stands for your friends will fight for you. And that doesn't mean that somebody will punch somebody in the nose for you, because that's not really good to do. But they'll stand up for you and support you. My granddaughter Skylar has a best friend named Mia, and Mia is from India and has dark skin and dark hair. And one day at school, some boys were saying some very unkind things to Mia. But Skylar and some other boys stood up for her and told them to stop being mean to Mia. That's the kind of thing that people will do. They will fight for you. Did you ever have anyone fight for you at school?
My mom.
Your mom fights for you. Your mom's a good friend. Nicole?
Emma
stands up for you. That's a nice thing to do, Emma. And that's what friends do. They don't let people treat their friends badly. R means that they respect you. And even if you guys disagree about something, they respect your right to feel the way that you do. And they respect your opinions and your feelings. Can you give me an example? Have you have respected a friend?
One time, Nicole and I were having a play date, and we wanted to do different things. So we kind of mixed them together and kind of came with
good. So you compromise. That's a great idea. All right, I means that they will involve you in their lives. They will include you in their activities, their decisions, their problems. They will enjoy your company. And if your friend participates in an activity that you don't do, they will invite you to watch them participate. That way you're involved in their activity and they have involved you. E means they will encourage you when you're not feeling very successful. They will encourage you when you aren't sure that you want to try something new. Has your friend, excuse me, has your friend ever encouraged you to do something that you weren't sure you wanted to do?
Yeah, one time I had a talent show, and when all the parents were there, Nicole came to see it again, and she made a sign for me saying, "Go, Emma."
All right, great, that's great. Okay, N means that your friends need you. They need you and want you to be in their lives, and they want you to share experiences. They want to be part of what you do, and they need your support. D stands for that they deserve you. They deserve you if you do all the things that we've just been talking about. And if they are honest and trustworthy and are loyal to you, do you feel that your friends deserve you and that you deserve your friends? Good. S means that a true friend will save you. They will do all that they can to help you when you're in trouble, when you have a problem. Or when you might do something foolish or dangerous, a friend will save you from yourself. Has a friend ever saved you from doing something dumb? Yeah, we all need that. Well, do you know that every person in this church is your friend? These people will fight for you, respect you, involve you, encourage you, deserve you, and save you. But each of us has another friend who will do all these things. He fights for us, respects us, encourages us, needs us, deserves us, and most of all, he saves us. Who is that friend? It's Santana?
I have one friend that ain't here, but he did all that.
Okay, that's great.
Because he's a mean friend.
Wonderful. Well, that friend is Jesus, or God, and he does that for us every day. Yes, Jesus is that friend, and we are very thankful to have a friend like Jesus who offers us encouragement, love, peace, and grace. And each of us needs to try to be that kind of friend, even though some days it's not easy, and we won't always be perfect, but we need to keep trying. I am lucky to have all of you as friends, and I hope you will think of me as your friend. Let's have a little prayer. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for being our friend. Each of us depends on you and relies on you. Help us to be the very best friends we can be to others. We thank you for this wonderful day and our amazing church family. Amen. Now I have a Valentine to give each of you to remind you that Jesus and your church family, they're all your friends. Sean? Santana and Nicole. Thank you very much for sharing.